Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford. Another aspect of this great Act 5, Scene 3 movement of the play is the conclusion of the Gloucester story. Gloucester himself is dead, but there's still something to be concluded. There's still a final settlement to be made. Edgar, who had been betrayed by his brother, now faces him. Edmund is almost at the position of absolute power, and it's suddenly taken from him. At the moment when he could marry Regan and almost take the crown, a betrayal happens. He's betrayed by a letter that Goneril sent to him. He's betrayed by the fact that he was part of a treason against the Duke of Albany. And suddenly, he's betrayed by his own guilt when a strange knight turns up and challenges him. And that strange knight, of course, is his brother, Edgar. That final conflict between them has to be resolved to bring that storyline to its conclusion. And for the purposes of reading this scene, we have Una Geraghty reading Edgar, Sharon Devine reading Albany, and Anne O'Reilly reading Edmund.
No, my name is lost. By treason's tooth bear none and canker bit. Yet am I noble as the adversary I come to cope.
Now, my name is lost. What's being said at that moment, what Edgar is saying is, you took from me my birthright. You took from me that which was rightfully mine. Who I am. Can you remember that question exists elsewhere in the play? Lear asks it, who is it that can tell me who I am? The identity of the person. It's brought back here by Shakespeare, not in a negative sense as it is in the Lear story, but in a positive sense, where Edgar is determined to re-establish his name.
Which is that adversary?
What's he that speaks for Edmund, Earl of Gloucester?
Himself, what sayest thou to him?
Draw thy sword, that if my speech offend a noble heart, thy arm may do thee justice. Here is mine. Behold, it is the privilege of mine honours, my oath and my profession. I protest, maugre thy strength, place, youth, and eminence, despite thy victor sword and fire new fortune, thy valour and thy heart. Thou art a traitor. False to thy gods, thy brother, and thy father, conspirant against this high illustrious prince, and from the extremest upward of thy head to the descent and dust below thy foot, a most toad-spotted traitor.
Despite what you've done, what you've achieved, what you've set yourself up to be, no matter how much you dress yourself up in reputation, in achievement, or in fancy clothes, you're still a toad-spotted traitor. It's that same reflection that Lear has discovered. Through tattered clothes, great vices do appear. Robes and furred gowns hide all. Here, Edmund is dressed in all the strength and authority of all his achievements. But if you take all that away, underneath, he's still a traitor. And that's what Edgar is describing him as.
Say thou no, this sword, this arm, and my best spirits are bent to prove upon thy heart whereto I speak. Thou liest.
In wisdom, I should ask thy name. But since thy outside looks so fair and warlike, and that thy tongue, some say, of breeding breeds, what safe and nicely I might well delay by rule of knighthood, I disdain and spurn. Back do I toss these treasons to thy head, with the hell-hated lie o'erwhelm thy heart, which, for they yet glance by and scarcely bruise, this sword of mine shall give them instant way, where they shall rest forever. Trumpets, speak.
Edmund actually says, I should ask who you are. I should ask for the privilege of rank. I could say no, I won't fight you. But his own ego, his own sense of self-glory beats him to it. He's prepared to challenge the world. He believes he's invulnerable, and he pays for it with his life. That story comes to the conclusion when Edmund is defeated and Edgar rightfully reasserts who he is. An interesting sideline to that. Once Edmund is defeated, once he knows that there's no hope for him, that he is in fact finished, that he's dying, he suddenly relents. He suddenly makes a decision to do something good. He's not a total villain. He suddenly agrees or decides to confess the fact that he's ordered Lear and Cordelia to be killed. But he does it too late. So thank you to Una, Sharon, and Anne.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.